This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc. I'm speaking with Greg Hahn. Greg, how are you doing this evening?
Doing well, thank you.
All right, so where were you born and what year?
I was born in Winchester, Indiana in 1949.
And what's been your career overall? What have you done to help the world?
Well, let's see. I have been I was raised on a farm, so did that. Then I went to college, played sports. Then I went to law school, and then I've been practicing law since 1974.
In what area?
I've been blessed to do a lot of different things. I've done a substantial amount of commercial litigation. I worked for the government for 6 years as a prosecutor and special counsel to the United States Attorney's Office. I was aide, I think is my title, to Supreme Court Justice Warren Burger, and then served on staffs of a number of the U.S. senators.
Okay. All right, so what was your original connection, and how did you get bridged to St. Joan of Arc?
My wife, her family grew up there. She was there until the third grade, I think, and then they moved north, and she then went to Immaculate Heart. So most of her family, she's 12 of 13 kids, and her grandparents on her mom's side, her maternal grandparents, I think they were one of the, actually one of the people who established the parish, Flynn's. But, so she had been going there ever since she was born, as well as her aunts, uncles, all of her brothers and sisters, except for her and her younger brother, who, when they moved, but and all of them got their sacraments there. A lot, most of them were married there. So, long, long time attachment to that parish.
Okay. So what's some of the personal moments that you've had there that really kind of stand out?
Well, I think French Market is one. I just to watch all the people who come, and then a lot of them have never been in our church, and it's just amazing. After they'll go in, and friends of ours that will come to the French Market, and then they'll come out and say, "Oh my gosh, had no idea this was in Indianapolis." The beauty. And then, of course, after we've redone it and revamped it, it's just, even more spectacular. And, I mean, we have a ton of friends there. And so, and I think the outreach the church does and our priest, Father Guy, is just incredible. So,
and have you been involved in any particular facet, group, board, committee, or anything with the church yourself?
Yeah, we've served on the French Market Committee many times. We've served on the Reverse Raffle Committee. Been involved in some of the finance matters of the church. So, yeah, a number of things.
Okay. All right, well, if you could hand it on over to Libby, I'd like to get a little bit of her backstory as well.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, just a second.
Hi, Libby.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
All right. So, were you born into St. Joan of Arc? Can we say that, basically?
Yes, for sure.
I knew a Quinn growing up, and it was Shannon and Robbie, and
yep.
That's part of your extended family?
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. My parents were good friends with them. I was Christ the King. And then Chittard.
Okay.
But Immaculate Heart, Eagle Scout. But anyway, so what's some of your earlier memories, some of your favorite earlier memories growing up in St. Joan of Arc?
Oh, school-wise, It would probably be my first grade teacher, who was Sister Mary Paschal.
Okay.
P-A-S-C-H-A-L. She was my first foray into strict nunnery discipline.
Gotcha.
But if I can just step back for a second. So Shannon and Rob are my nieces and nephew. As Greg shared with you, I'm number 12 of 13. Their father is number 2 in our family.
Okay.
And their brother Kevin is a parishioner at St. Joan of Arc.
All right. Well, I was very young when we were hanging out. But anyway, so what are some of your favorite memories, like, throughout the years of your own personal moments that you just remember that are always going to kind of stand out?
Oh, mostly, certainly number one would probably just be the beauty of the church, the history of the church. My husband converted to Catholicism, and it kind of been pseudo follower of Catholicism for many years, and then went through RCIA, and he did that at St. Pius, and we were dating at the time, and I had never been a big fan of St. Pius Parish or the church, and just didn't know the priest that well and whatever, and we kind of became, I certainly had a preference to Immaculate Heart, to St. Joan of Arc, St. Luke's. We moved up into St. Luke Parish when I was older, or my parents did, and I didn't have a great affiliation with that, but Greg and I traveled the city after he converted to kind of find what our home was, and we did several stops. And did multiple stops at this place or that place, and took our time the better part of 6 months every Sunday going to different places, and we landed on Joan of Arc. It fit all of our bills of diversity, of community, ideals, strengths. So
okay, all right, so. Who would you say are some key people that you've been able to work with on different projects or that you really respect that's done a lot for the church?
Father Guy, first and foremost. Karen Blackwell. Melinda Ravelli. And we have, and Jackie Nitas. And we became, through 830 Mass, we became really good friends with, I don't know about very good friends, but we certainly respect them. It's not like we socialize with them all the time, but Mark Henry, and he's the deacon, or going through the process of becoming a deacon, and he and his wife have really, I think, done a lot. And then Chrissy Crossland, her married name I think is Grosvenor, maybe. She and I worked in the early years. Greg and I actually worked in the very early years, and she kind of got us. We were volunteering, but she kind of got our feet wet and kind of coached us. And this is what you do, and this is how you do it, and this is what we're doing, and on ticket sales and money and this and that, and it's so. You know, we've had a fair amount of interaction with those people that have helped guide us in the various ministries that we've been involved with over the years.
Okay. So what are some, I don't know, things that you really love about the church structure itself, in the main sanctuary?
The structure itself?
Yeah, within the church itself, what are some of your favorite aspects within
it? I would say the mosaic of Mary and Joseph, and then of the Archangel, Michael the Archangel.
Okay. Well, is there anything you'd like to add before we close this out?
I don't think so. Anything else I should add, Greg? Okay.
Well, we really appreciate your time, and obviously you can listen to the others that are already up at voicesofstjoanofarc.com. That's Voices of Saint with ST for Saint, joanofarc.com. And just stay on the line, but I appreciate your time, and I'm going to close this out.
Okay.